Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting much in return? Like a human piñata, just waiting to be emptied. Yeah, me too. We all have those moments where we say yes when we really mean no, or let people walk all over us because we're afraid to ruffle feathers. But guess what? Building strong boundaries is not about being selfish. It's about respecting yourself and your time just as much as you respect others. It's about creating a space where you can truly thrive, unhindered by negativity or energy vampires. Today, we're diving deep into the art of setting boundaries because trust me, it's an essential skill for navigating this crazy world. Think of it like building a fortress around your well-being strong walls to protect your peace and happiness. 5 key takeaways to build your fortress. 1. Know yourself first. Before you can set boundaries with others, you gotta know what you need. What are your values? What makes you tick? What drains your energy? Think of it like this. Imagine you're designing your ideal day. What activities fill your cup? What people energize you? What situations leave you feeling drained? This self-awareness is the foundation of setting healthy boundaries. 2. Communicate clearly, be direct. This one's a game changer. Remember, saying no gracefully doesn't mean saying yes in disguise. It means being clear and direct about your limits. Practice phrases like, I appreciate you asking, but I'm not able to do that right now, or that's outside my scope of work/responsibility. You don't need to overexplain. A simple, firm no is often enough. 3. It's okay to prioritize your well-being. This is huge. You are not obligated to please everyone. In fact, trying to do so will only lead to burnout and resentment. It's okay to say no to things that don't align with your values or goals, even if it means disappointing someone. Remember, your well-being comes first. 4. Don't be afraid of discomfort. Setting boundaries can feel uncomfortable at first, especially if you're used to people-pleasing. You might encounter resistance or pushback from others. But remember, true respect involves honoring your own needs as well as those of others. Think of it like the setting boundaries is a form of self-respect, and that's something worth fighting for. 5. Consistency is key. The key to successful boundary setting isn't just saying no once, it's about being consistent over time. Each time you enforce a boundary, you reinforce your values and expectations. It might take some practice, but eventually it will become second nature. Think about the friend who always shows up late, or the colleague who expects you to work overtime without compensation. They're likely not doing it intentionally, they just haven't learned to respect their own time and energy, a classic case of boundary blindness. So, what do? You take charge. Maybe it's simply stating your availability up front. Hey, I'm free after 5 p.m. today. Or maybe it's being more direct about your workload. I can handle this project, but I won't be able to take on anything else this week. The point is, communicate clearly and assertively. Don't let yourself become a doormat for everyone else's needs. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating space for healthy, mutually respectful relationships. It's about saying yes to the things that truly matter to you, and no to everything else. Building strong boundaries takes courage, practice, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, once you master this skill, your life will transform. You'll feel more confident, empowered, and in control. You'll attract people who respect your limits and appreciate your authenticity. And remember, every day is a new opportunity to set those boundaries and reclaim your power. So go out there and build that fortress. Protect your peace. That's all for today, folks. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some boundary-setting inspiration and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Until tomorrow, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep pushing forward. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.